SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, February to be observed as Heart Month, and later, an earthquake preparedness tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Christmas may be gone, but the season of giving is all year round. Save a life today by signing up and coming out to the Jamaica Information Service Blood Drive on February 7. Just call 926-359-024 or email your name and contact info to radio@jis.gov.jm and sign up. Visit us Tuesday, February 7, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 58A Halfway Tree Road. You're someone's type. Let's connect and save a life.
The Heart Foundation of Jamaica is spearheading plans to observe February as Heart Month under the theme, Sudden Cardiac Death. Could it happen to you? The organization will host a series of activities throughout the month to raise public awareness of the causes, symptoms, and measures that can be taken to prevent and treat an episode of sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA.
This was really in a response to a lot of media reports in the last few months. We have heard stories of some teachers maybe unfortunately collapsing and passing away. And then we also have media reports of student athletes who have also died unfortunately while participating in football. And we've heard a few cases of that in recent times.
Executive Director of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Deborah Chen, she adds that the cases of SCA have affected people of all ages. And chairperson of the foundation, Dr. Andreen Chung, outlines that several lifestyle factors such as unhealthy eating habits, obesity and smoking can contribute to cardiac arrest in the long run.
It is easier and in the long run more effective if you prevent sudden cardiac arrest. Because coronary heart disease is the commonest cause by far of sudden cardiac arrest, then preventive measures to prevent coronary artery disease will be the way to prevent sudden cardiac arrest.
Screenings for heart conditions will be held at several health centers across the island. The month will also feature outside broadcasts and medical symposia. CPR Training Day will be on February 25 at the Heart Foundation offices located on Beechwood Avenue in Kingston. For more information, contact the Heart Foundation of Jamaica at 906-9407 or email pro@heartfoundationja.org. Vision 2030 is the roadmap guiding the island to developed country status within the next 13 years. To learn about the goals and strategies for this development plan, log on to vision2030.gov.jm.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business once you are a registered farmer.
A message from the Prader Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit, ensuring Jamaican farmers reap what they grow.
And here's an earthquake preparedness tip. During an earthquake, if you are in bed, hold on and stay there. Protect your head with a pillow. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And before we go, the JIS will host a blood drive at its offices at 58A Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10, on February 7 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Visit at any time throughout the day and give someone the gift of blood. No matter what, you are someone's type. So February 7 at the Jamaica Information Service. Register today by calling 926-359-024 or email your name and contact details to radio@jis.gov.jm. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.